Twitter, haha. Facebook, lol. Unsurprisingly, I've never met Mark Zuckerberg, born 1984, naturally. Nevertheless, I'm sure he doesn't sit on the throne of baby seal skulls drinking the blood of orphans, nor does he sit outside your 16-year-old daughter's bedroom taking snaps of her undress whilst rifling through your bins for discarded bank statements. He does not worship Satan, plan a cult suicide, or drown kittens. In short, he is a hyper-intelligent marketing boy genius with a flawless business model and a freakishly acute sense of the now, not Beelzebub then. Over 500 million people are registered on Facebook. How can 500 million people be wrong? We know they are real because Mark insists you relinquish validated personal information before you are allowed an account. Check your reel. Mark doesn't deal in counterfeit data. It has zero market value. 30% of all users, 150 million of them, are within US territories. Mark has collated a database of personal information on half of the entire US population. It's a similar story in the UK, with a reported 20 million registered users, which is around a third of the UK population. Considering the finite reach of the internet, the number of children and older folk, then we must be heading to close on half of all UK adults having a Facebook account. Only Her Majesty's Customs and Excise has more information, if a little less accurate and less valuable. HMRC is unable to tell Johnson & Johnson which toothpaste you use, or Coca-Cola how often you go to Nando's. Everyone around me has metaphorically dropped their trousers and revealed themselves to Mark with such gusto that demand is unable to keep up with demand. Demand for more and more information about friends and non-friends. Previously, if you happen to fall out with someone, hey, shit happens, you call them a cunt, delete their number from your mobile and avoid the pub they might drink in. Now you unfriend them, but hang on to people they know so you get all the status updates. Ooh, they've been to Morrison's again and his wife bought some Scotch eggs. She only ever buys Scotch eggs once a month. Comfort food. She must be on. Ha, good. He's not getting it. Lol. The main problem I have with Facebook is not the data rape, but the far uglier and more damaging side. The Facebook grin. A rictus baring of teeth belying the blatant deep trauma of Haagen-Dazs addicted charlatans. Every photo a scene of unbridled happiness behind a visage of fake tans and new-look body armour. The Facebook paradigm is that everyone is utterly delighted with their lot. Nothing can improve. We're all having the very jolliest of times. Look at these pictures. Of course I'm happy. Lol. Herein lies the dichotomy between Facebook and Twitter. Twitter has users called the fucking queen, Mr. Ventispleen, and Cunty Chopperlops. Already you're smiling, right? Biz Stone, born 1974, the proper decade to be born, and the boys took the soul from Facebook, ripped it out, and gave it to people who knew how to enjoy it. The most brilliant of marketing minds at some of the world's most successful companies look at Twitter and are utterly dumbfounded. No one talks about brand names much. You can't pick up consumer habits easily. It's an all-round tough egg to crack, unless you're an Apple. Without the burden of pretense, Twitter enables people to connect with like-minded people or just watch the show-offs show off, engage in banter, ask advice, come together in one of humanity's most powerful experiences, shared experience. Watch any major sporting event, or even better, any shit TV show, and the wave of updates, mentions, replies and retweets is nothing short of life-affirming. Apart from the obvious glut of celebrities, the lifestyle choice of Twitter is open to anybody, and apart from the followers lists, vitals, there is no hierarchy. If any hierarchy exists, you can easily opt out. By the way, I wonder if this was private, whether we'd all be so bothered. I know lots of people who Twitter and Facebook. Most of these people consider Facebook either a social or professional necessity and approach it as such. Like having to go to your mum's for Sunday lunch or go out with your partner's old friends. But when the deed is done and the leash is untethered, they're off tweeting, having proper fun, minus the false laugh and trying not to get caught staring at her mate's cleavage. Or your mum's, whatever. Mark Zuckerberg and Biz Stone between them have created a reach that even the Stasi would have been proud. Fortunately for us, we have a choice. Do you want to be the guy who walked into the glass door getting helped out of his wallet, or the guy sitting on the bench outside, pissing himself laughing? Ha, ha.